Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Allison's morning show. Taylor Swift, number one album in the country again. Man. Is that the first week or was this the second week?
It's the first week that's
first
starting.
Week? Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So number one album in the country.
Whew.
By a lot.
A whole lot.
Uh-huh.
Good for her.
We're going to do celebrity. Marcus is in. Sarah took a fourth day off, or the four-day weekend,
right.
I should say,
mm-hmm.
And deserved. So she'll be back tomorrow with us. But Marcus is in to help us get through the morning, and he's going to do celebrity trash in a second. Right now, caller 9 at 800-400-3697 wins a pair of tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco on September 10th. So caller 9, 800-400-3697, Dave Matthews Band tickets. Good luck. That's a band with a following, man.
Oh, no, those people are crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Into that band.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching them at the Outside Lands when Dave Matthews played there. And in the audience, they're referring to the band members by name and like their family.
Right.
Look at what he's wearing.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
Man, you don't know that guy.
Right.
Yeah, I do. I've seen 100 shows.
That's it. They have.
Yeah.
They will never suffer any losses.
No.
These guys are going to keep on, stay on the road forever, making a boatload of dough.
They're like
good for him.
Grateful Dead fans, huh?
Yep. Kind of.
Fish fans.
Yeah. All right, Marcus, what do you got in celebrity trash?
Oh, boy, here we go. Rotten Tomatoes gives Dave Chappelle's new special 0%.
Nuh-uh. Someone just texted in for you, Marcus. Oh, my God, the new Chappelle show is so funny and perfect. Seriously wonderful pushback to all the PC culture overreach.
Yeah, I mean, maybe wading into some controversial waters here, but I unapologetically a Dave Chappelle fan for many years, even before the Chappelle show. So I've always thought the guy was genius. And I like his new special a lot. I don't think it's as funny as his last few, but I still thoroughly enjoy it. I particularly enjoy the epilogue where he gets into some of the stories about him at the Punchline and the Q&A stuff that he did on Broadway. Mm. Love to see Dave Chappelle on Broadway. It's interesting that there's so much controversy about it because he's been doing and saying the same stuff for 25 years. It's really nothing new. He's always been controversial. I just think that to his point, we might be getting way too sensitive about some things. Mm. And listen, I'm not saying people are being too sensitive when it comes to guys like Louis C.K. literally doing things to people. We're talking about a guy on stage telling jokes. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, and I've seen some terrible comics, and I've seen some comics whose comedy was offensive only because it was not funny. And I think that's the greatest sin anybody on the stage as a stand-up can commit is to not be funny.
To stink.
Yeah. Other than that, get up on that stage, tell your stupid jokes, and if they land, great. If they don't land, then you screw it up.
But go back and work harder.
I would be more upset or offended by someone saying things like that if they were serious and they were off the stage. But on stage, say what you want, man.
Well, one thing's for sure. I'm a Dave Chappelle fan. I saw the first two Netflix specials. I don't know what number this one is that you're talking about.
Is this
the third or fourth?
Fourth.
So I haven't seen this one yet, but I do believe, as a person who's worked in radio my whole adult life since I was 20, that I've always wondered how it is that you would try to cancel someone rather than just not listen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that's always been there. If you've been in radio, you've dealt with that phone call to your boss where you're like, you called my boss?
Right.
You want me fired?
Or they send a big email to you and your boss.
Right. Why you gotta do that?
Stop listening.
Right. So that's always been a trip and an interesting reaction to something you don't like is mm-hmm. to try and remove it.
And what's worse, I think, and maybe even more offensive, is to not even have reviewed the material that's allegedly offensive. Like, at least take the time out to listen or watch it or view it objectively and listen to what's being said. And if it still offends you, then so be it. But yeah, at least take the time out to learn what the person's saying. And
I don't have a problem with people not liking Dave Chappelle, though. I do think he's controversial sometimes, and that's his way, and that's what I like about him, whether I agree or disagree.
That's exactly it.
So I don't... I'll probably watch it, and I'll probably like it, because I already like him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that controversy continues with Dave, and I'm sure it will lead to another Netflix special where he gets paid $70 million.
Well, you and I talked about this for a second off the air, or he'll disappear again, because he's prone to that as well.
No problem saying bye. You know, one of the crazy things with Dave is that he talked about how when he left his Comedy Central TV show, and he left $56 million on the table, everybody thought he was crazy. And he said, listen, here it is, 13 years later, and I just got paid from Netflix to do two specials for $56 million. My decision to leave that show was justified because I didn't ultimately lose anything. I'm like, that's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool way to look at it. Keith Richards, everybody. We were just talking about these guys, the Stones.
Was he on the list of people that are dying off?
He is actually on that list. He probably won't, of course. He should. Now that I think about it, Keith Richards should not be on any list where anything dies. It's just not going to occur. Keith Richards may find drugs boring these days, and he's cut back on his drinking. But don't expect the music legend to ditch his cigarettes anytime soon.
Oh.
The Rolling Stones rocker, however, is making an effort to not burden those around him with his habit. Richards has reportedly purchased a smokeless ashtray. And I've never heard of this, but I guess this is a thing.
Some kind of fan.
It's a new motorized gizmo that works by sucking in any stray smoke. And according to the Telegraph, it was bought so as not to bother Mick Jagger. The health-conscious, yoga-loving frontman recently underwent heart valve replacement surgery. So Richards' rampant smoking has gotten the guitarist in trouble in the past. Apparently, Keith Richards' secondhand smoke was blamed for killing a prize flower at the New York Public Library in 2010. That's a lot of smoke, dude.
Well, that's what I know of musicians, especially successful ones, is they will walk into a radio station where there's clearly no smoking and light up, and everyone goes, oh my God, he's smoking. And no one says, Slash, put that out. Right. We just all sat there and watched that dude chain smoke, and no one said a thing.
It's bananas.
And the guy just did it knowing that everyone was doing what we were all going, oh my God, he's smoking. Everybody, what do we do? I'm sure that's what was happening at the library when Keith Richards was smoking near the prized flower that was wilting before everyone's eyes.
And he probably thought, oh my God, he's so cool. He's so cool. Paul McCartney, let's get to another legend.
McCartney.
Well, this is more about his grandson. Paul McCartney's grandson was mugged, everybody.
Oh.
In a new interview with The Times, Paul McCartney has revealed that his grandson was recently mugged at knife point in London, losing his cell phone to an armed robber. He was saying the worst thing was that he should have just thumped the guy. This is what Paul McCartney said, his grandson said. He came back and he felt like a coward. And I said, no, no, no. The dude had a knife, and you don't know, the guy might be able to use that knife. Mm-hmm. McCartney also told the publication that he was once mugged himself when he was a young boy in Liverpool. When I was a kid, it was four guys, and they nicked my watch, meaning they stole his watch,
right,
just in case people don't understand the slang like I do. I was a...
You're so sorry.
Yeah, I'm fairly
worldly.
Brilliant man. I was of a similar age. I just happened to be on my own. Bigger kids came along, and it was the same feeling. I thought at the time I should learn how to do karate or something, and then I'll get him. And it was the worst thing. Hey, he's lucky he wasn't shot. Right.
You know what I watched? So over the weekend, I told you guys I watched John Wick 1 and 2.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So on Friday night, though, going back to the first night of the weekend, Christina goes, I want to watch an old movie. And I'm all right, I'm game, whatever. And she goes, okay, I want to watch Fridays.
Mm.
And I go, all right, I'd forgotten how long it's been since I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, how long's that movie been out? Because it's been that long.
Chris Tucker movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 25 years?
It's forever. It's so old. They're kids. Him and Ice Cube are kids.
Like 95. Yeah, yeah.
That's where Bye Felicia comes from.
Exactly.
Yeah. You remember that?
Yes, yeah. I do. I love that movie.
So much stuff happening in that movie. I went, mm-hmm. Oh, that's where that's from.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yep. You got knocked the F out.
Well, that's what made me think of that is that the guy just robbing everybody.
Damn.
Right in front of everybody.
The what? Big guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh, big one. Debo.
Debo.
Debo
on his bicycle.
This is my bike, punk. Yeah.
That's also Zeus.
Yeah.
From the other movie.
Yeah. He used to be a wrestler, didn't he?
Did he really?
I think he used to be a wrestler.
Hey, I didn't know they had so many Friday movies. There's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Next Friday. Friday after next. Yep. Last Friday. Dang, that movie
you know what?
Was
the
so
thing,
good.
So,
we got Friday After Mass coming. That's the religious film. That's going to be Ice Cube. And, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
One of the things that I'd forgotten about it, too, was I was watching. I'm going, nothing ever happens in this movie.
Nothing.
No.
They don't go anywhere. They don't do anything. Nothing happens.
Smoking weed. So funny. So did she enjoy it?
We both loved it. I mean, it was just good. One
it's
of those.
Silly. It's
back.
So silly.
Oh, it's just nonsense.
It's so silly.
Vinny, you know, I watched Rocket Man.
Did you like it?
I did enjoy it. The unfortunate part is I was doing things as I put the movie on. I was cooking dinner, you know, so up and down, up and down. I feel like I missed some of it. So I told John watched it when he came home last night. So I said, you know, let me sit down and watch it again. I'm going to watch it today just because I'm sure I missed some parts. But I enjoyed the singing. It was a little weird with the time switching, but I really liked it.
All right.
It made me want to go see him next week.
Mm. I didn't hate it. I just wanted, I like more of a biography from mm-hmm. these movies.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Like the more reality based, this is how these things went down. Because it is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the, and they say it in the movie, he's one of, he had 5% of all the record sales in the world at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he was a phenom. Mm-hmm. There's no question.
Yeah.
Putting it into that fantasy land removes it from this reality that is, he's a cultural and business icon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It actually takes away from the story of Elton John.
Right.
I understand what you guys are saying, but it gave me a chance to hear more of the music.
Oh, well.
And dance and sing with it. It's fun.
Can't beat that.
Yeah.
Did you like it? Did you see that?
I'm not a gigantic fan, but for the same reasons as you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't particularly love modern musicals in general.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not really a musical fan myself, but
And I didn't know it was going to be that.
Right.
So that's the other thing. I was caught. I thought it was going to be like, you know, the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. I thought it was going to be more like that, and it was not at all. So, yeah, I kind of wish it was more of a straightforward biography.
It's hard for me to take it seriously if you're having a conversation and you suddenly break into song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're like,
well, and I did believe, and I said this before, that the part about his childhood, which, you know, sure, his dad was distant and there was a divorce and all these things affect a kid differently and badly in their own way. But his childhood wasn't that bad.
Sure.
In that I felt, I mean, there's some kids who come up through
some
stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real talk.
You know, dad doesn't like you, but he, or love you the way I don't know, anyway.
No, it's right. There are some kids who've gone through some stuff, so, yeah.
I even referenced the some of the kids coming up in the inner city.
Hell
rappers.
Yeah.
I don't know Jay-Z's upbringing, but.
Dude, Oprah. That's one of the toughest upbringings I've ever heard of was Oprah's being molested and raped and being dirt poor, not having shoes. And having to basically build her career all on her own. Nobody gave her any real support. She came in and she made it happen. So that's tougher than Elton's upbringing.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, she was black in the South at the time, too.
Not good. Not welcoming.
Liv Tyler doesn't really understand the point of marriage, guys.
Oh. Liv Tyler. Okay.
Yeah, Steven's daughter. It's been about 4 years since Liv Tyler accepted Dave Gardner's proposal. However, it looks like the 42-year-old actress won't be walking down the aisle anytime soon. She says, I love being engaged, but I don't really have the desire to get married. I also feel like marriage should be more of a reward for surviving your relationship. I feel everyone's got it backwards.
Hmm. All right.
Why get engaged, though?
You know what?
I want that ring.
Because he asked me.
I want that commitment.
I feel like that one's going to go in circles.
Yeah.
There's no...
Why get married in the first place?
Whatever.
Although, speaking of marriage, I do have some advice.
That's up to her partner to deal with that. However she wants to, You know what I mean?
I concur. A little marriage advice from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Oh, snap. And this is advice that she gave to Jennifer Lopez, everybody. And now what happened was, I guess J-Lo and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, somehow, some way, they came together. It doesn't say really how they got together. But
I think
they
she
met.
Called her or something like that. I have some audio if you want to hear it.
Well, yeah. So you
they
got
met
the audio?
Where, Vin? I mean, Bryn?
I think J-Lo called her, but she references in this audio here.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Here it is.
Amen.
Deaf.
Deaf. Amen. Amen.
That was very cute.
Amen. Because especially if you're the guy, you just got to be able to tune some stuff out.
Oh, boy.
I think it goes both ways. You know, us
sure
girls tune you guys out as well.
Sure you do.
Yeah, I think that women would argue it's both.
Sure they would argue that.
We'll argue anything now.
Of course they would.
Luckily for most of us in radio, we're all pretty much deaf anyway for blasting our headphones so much that half the time I don't actually hear you. Like, what?
Funny thing, I actually do think that's really good advice, though. I really do think that's great advice for men and women. Anybody in a relationship, I think it's really good advice. You just got to be deaf sometimes because there's no way you're going to make that person happy all the time. And you're sure not going to live up to every single expectation that they have.
That's a very good point. I've definitely heard some things where I'm like, well, we are. Oh, that. No. That is it.
You cannot have rabbit ears in a relationship, man. You got to let some stuff go.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll never be happy.
I just have to look away or walk away.
Yeah, right. That's a good way to do it.
Or I just smile.
Man, I can hear somebody saying, as long... game over right now.
As long as you're responding in a timely fashion with a well-timed, you know what, you're right. I think everything works out. And I can respond to everything that way and it kind of works. You are right. You are 100% right. What was I thinking? What a complete buffoon. If I wasn't married, who would tell me how horrible I was?
Oh.
Who would tell me what mistakes I'm making when I'm making the chicken?
And you married me?
I am.
Whose fault is
so
it?
So lucky. Those are jokes, though, by the way. Those are just jokes. Goodness gracious.
You think Tova's listening?
Yeah,
she go
probably.
Back to bed.
I'm certain she is.
Hi, Tova.
Hi, Tova.
Hey, Tova. Thanks for letting him out today.
If you're just tuning in, Sarah and Vinny's show, we're live, and Marcus is filling in for Sarah. She got a 4-day weekend deserved, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Got one more for you. Kurt Cobain story, kids.
Mm.
A royalty check. For $26.57 payable to Kurt Cobain and dated months before Nirvana became massive with the release of Nevermind was discovered in a Seattle record store this week. Staff at Easy Street Records found the item among a collection that had been purchased in the 90s. The Chemical Bank check from the BMI was made out to Kurt D. Cobain at an address in Olympia, Washington. He just found it.
Well, so he must have sold some records to them, and it was in the pile or something?
Yeah. Also, they found a money order payable to Cobain's landlord, a backstage pass, and a doctor's bill. Former Nirvana drummer Dave Grohl recently recalled suffering anxiety attacks before the Rising Star band played its first large-scale festival appearance in England in 1991. I did not know that, that they first made their big appearance in 91 in England. I just couldn't imagine 35,000 people getting together to see bands like Mudhoney or Nirvana. It just didn't happen in America. I was blanking terrified. I'd wake up every morning in this panic attack in a fit of anxiety. When we got there that day, I realized how big it really was. And, of course, the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
All right. So we've got still to come. Is that Disneyland tickets in the 9 o'clock hour?
Yeah, it's for their Happy Hauntings. For we have Halloween coming up.
God, I love Disneyland.
What?
Halloween is coming.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, okay, we've got those coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, and news is next on Alice.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out today and Marcus is in to help us do celebrity trash.
Yeah, I'm on.
We've got news next. I believe your wife checked in and said you're in trouble.
What did someone say?
You're not making many brownie points, trust me. So, anybody got a room for rent?
Get out of here.
Just tell her it's radio bits, honey.
Right.
I can probably afford maybe $2,000, so, you know, hook your boy up.
A month. Wow. Yeah, you know. That's what I want to spend, you know.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Planet Home. Experience the Planet Home event this September 13th through the 15th, featuring live music, interactive exhibits, local food and beverage program, all to solve for the planet's future. Visit planethome.eco for info and tickets. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with all of the flight cancellations in Florida due to the hurricane. So this has already begun, and the hurricane hasn't even reached land yet. So if you're flying today, if you're headed to the airport, there's cancellations like crazy, especially in Orlando.
I know people are always, I have a cousin who literally just moved here last week from Atlanta, and one of the first things he asked me about was earthquakes. And it's so funny that people who aren't from here are really scared and worried about earthquakes. I'm like, man, we get a minor shake every now and then, but the stuff that you guys deal with, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, those nor'easters, we stick with the earthquakes.
It's totally by coincidence that I'm wearing them today, but these shoes that I'm wearing are I got a pair of New Balance when I was in New York.
And they're red.
Yeah, they're red. We had flown to New York for the New York Marathon because Christina was going to run it, and it had been canceled because of Hurricane Sandy, I believe is the name.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd lost power. Yeah. And so it was just one of those things. That thing came up the coastline and hammered New York and New Jersey, I believe it hit there hard, too.
Yeah.
And this is my one little memento from having we spent the day walking around because the marathon was canceled. So
and you guys got out of there before anything occurred.
Well, no, it had happened, and then we got on our plane to fly there. So the hurricane had already there was already power outages, already issues, and but they were saying it's still on.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, how can they do that? Have a marathon with all of this devastation? And sure enough, while we were in the air, the mayor or the whoever was in charge canceled it.
Yeah, of course, they had to.
Well, I think, though, that they led a lot of people to believe it was still on and let a lot of people fly there.
Spend their money.
And spend their money in the hotel rooms that they booked.
Those sponsor dollars, baby.
Well, so there we were in New York walking around. Sure, I'll take those shoes. Why not? What else am I going to do? So anyway, that's there's canceled flights and the thing hasn't even touched yet. So I'll let you know when we know. Football starts this Thursday and we had a few college games over the weekend. Cal won and Stanford won.
Yay.
So congratulations, 1-0 on the season. I just felt like this is probably a duh, but certainly something we can all relate to. The patience threshold in modern society has shrunk to almost zero as even the slightest delay in a connection on our websites or we've gotten so impatient, though pages now load like that.
Yep.
So we're talking to internet, because I was thinking of people driving in traffic.
Just modern technology, all of it.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but if I order a rideshare, and that rideshare says your ride will be here in 7 minutes, I'm like, hell no. Hell no. That's too long. I'm canceling this. Boop, boop. Let's see if I can find one.
7 minutes.
3 minutes. There we go. Much more like it. 3 minute wait.
Yeah. 3/4 of people surveyed said they believe the dominance of digital technologies like smartphones, on-demand TVs are to blame for our ever-growing lack of patience. Amen. We want everything faster than ever before thanks to the improved technology.
Yep.
The telephone cord running into your phone, your landline, you know, those... Brent can't nod at his computer. He can't make that sound for us.
You know how angry I get when I have to plug in my phone to charge it? I'm like, there's got to be a better way.
Solar.
There's got to be a better... Cordless charging, but I don't want the plate either. There's got to be a better way. I don't want to put my phone on the plate. I want to carry my phone around and just let it be charged through the airwaves.
There you go.
The most annoying sound. Hated that sound.
Anyway, our lack of patience has also crossed into other areas like the
traffic,
roads.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were actually okay with waiting in a line?
Mm-mm.
Exactly. Exactly. Go to the grocery store and that express line, it has 4 people in it. I'm like, oh, no. I'm going to put this stuff right back on the shelf and come back later on.
Wow, you're worse than...
I'm not playing.
You're terrible. Wow, that is...
It's bad, dude. It's so bad. Mark, you want to go to a movie tonight? Yeah, man, let's go. Oh, no. I got to wait. Oh, no. I'm not waiting in line.
You're used to getting into movies for free with no line.
Yeah, I hate sounding like that guy, but I sound like that guy. What, waiting in line? Oh, no. We'll have to wait to a video for this one.
I get impatient if I have to wait for food.
Yeah.
Restaurant? I gotta wait? Terrible. No, thanks.
Whenever I've said that to Sarah, she's like, it's part of the experience. It's the sit down, you chat with your family, you and your... And I'm that way. I'm like, I came to eat.
Yeah.
I
agree 100%. I understand that perspective where this meal is supposed to be an experience, etc. But honestly, after 10 minutes, the food needs to be there. It needs to be there.
Hey.
Sarah.
A new study in England found that the closer you live to nature, the happier you are. They looked at stats from over 25,000 people, and they found that people within walking distance of parks or other open areas tend to have higher levels of self-worth and overall life satisfaction. I can see how people don't get off on it, and I'm always surprised when someone's willing to pay California prices and they don't want to go out and experience any of what California offers.
Yeah.
But I do believe there's something about being close to nature
100%.
And away from this is back to like the hustle and the lights and the honking and the it's quiet here.
You want to shut things out and just go be in some peace and quiet every night.
I've been trying to. I hike every weekend now with my kids.
Oh, good.
I put the young one in this little front pack. Kids get heavier and heavier. So it's hard. It's not as easy as it was.
Your back's gonna go out.
I go slow. The 5-year-old can't go too fast. But they're out in nature, and it's really. I'm enjoying it, watching them enjoy it.
That's great.
Yeah, you're actually helping them a lot by keeping them out there and letting them run around and play and be outside, because it's so weird that so many kids won't go outside at all. I can't imagine being stuck in the house during the summer.
I can see how some parents, you know what, I don't want to defend it, but I can see how parents who are busy find themselves saying, here's the TV remote, just watch a show. I got to do this. I got to, especially if you're a single parent and you find yourself going, I can't send this kid out into the street. I'm too worried.
Yeah.
So here, can you just watch a show? Or here's my iPad. I see how that's happening.
I think if you're all honest, any of us who have kids, we've gone, you know what? I'm just going to let you watch Barney for a while I go and make some top ramen.
Top ramen. I mean, I know that's why.
Well, that's all you can afford now in California.
That's right.
In a city the size of San Francisco, Golden Gate Park is at least there for people to go use. I don't know that many people do.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah.
Anyway. The closer you live to nature, the happier you are.
I loved being outside in the summer, dude.
When you were a kid, you mean?
Yeah, summer rolls around. You just get to go outside and stay outside all night long, play with your friends
around
the corner.
Didn't you say you grew up in Arkansas?
Part of my childhood was spent in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah, that's where I'm originally from.
So that, born and raised, or born somewhere else and moved there?
Born and raised partially there, and then most of my childhood was spent here. My junior high school years, my high school years, and half of my elementary
years. So when Sarah talks about where she grew up, which is in, we know her as a Bostonian, but mm-hmm. she actually grew up in the country, kind of. Mm. The way she describes it is she had neighbors so far that you couldn't see them.
Wow.
You know, like there was a distance mm-hmm. between them, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So is that the way it was in Arkansas or
nope.
no?
Nope. We,
houses?
Neighbors right across the street and around
oh,
the corner.
All right.
And where my grandmother's house was and where my mother's house was, it was right off the freeway. So we'd actually leave the house, run over to the freeway, and go under the freeway and play under the freeway for hours at a time. Hours at a time.
Was there a creek running under there?
There was a creek around
there. Of course there was.
Yeah.
Right.
We called them adventures. We'd go on adventures and just get up, go out there at 10 o'clock in the morning. We wouldn't come back till 2, 3, 4 o'clock just playing out there. Like, I just can't imagine how I see these kids now stay inside during the summer,
yeah,
playing the video games, etc. Oof.
And then, you know, I don't really like video games, and I even was asked this recently, like, did you? Kinda. I went to the, you know, the arcade with some quarters and put mm-hmm. them on the screen and waited till my quarter was
your
up.
Turn, yeah.
And I kind of played a little bit of, you know, what was that game? The guy on the rope, the pitfall, where you'd,
oh, I love
you know,
pitfall. Great game.
I mean, I played some of those things, but yeah. It never held my attention to the point where I'd lose a day on it.
You never played any video games at any age at a crazy
That's,
clip?
I just told you.
Oh, man.
Those were them.
We played,
some Galaga.
Atari, though. When Atari first
oh,
came
yeah.
out,
Atari,
we were on Atari all
sure.
day. But that quickly lost its allure.
But
well,
now
then
I can.
They had like those personal ones, whether it's football or what was that, Game Boys,
oh, that's different than the foot. What was the little green one with the four little dots? You ran the dot across the screen.
Oh, the football game.
The football
game.
Yeah,
God, what was
I
that
did
called?
Play that.
No, was that like?
I don't. My dad had got us
Telco
those.
Or
I don't know,
Norelco,
but you had to run through the screen 10 times to score a touchdown.
Easiest football game to play ever.
I can't remember the name of it. A teenage boy went blind and partially deaf after living off a diet of chips, bangers, and crisps. Oh, so this is an English story. Mm. Sausage. So a bad diet caused this kid to go blind.
Diabetes?
I guess.
What was he eating? Crisps?
So he's eating chips, French fries. What are bangers? Is that sausage?
Sausage, yeah. Mm.
You know
he remains anonymous because he's underage, but they say his bad diet.
What was particularly special about this kid? A lot of people have bad diets.
Yeah, that's so true.
I wonder if he had like a pre-existing condition.
Because to be honest with you, sausages and French fries sound like a hell of a meal.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean,
you know, you only live once, baby. I'm a recreational eater, so.
So what?
So, I'm just saying, I.
What does that mean?
So it's the guy with gummies in his pocket.
That's what I'm saying. I eat recreationally. I just eat the stuff that I enjoy eating, and health, it matters, kind of. It sort of matters. But
they say tests revealed that he had severe vitamin deficiencies and malnutrition damage.
You know what would have helped him? Vitamin D milk. Whole milk would have helped him. Mm. Boom. Done.
Well, that's clearly some parent was like, do what you like.
Yeah.
Do whatever you like.
Yeah.
Is it Coleco?
That's what it was, Coleco.
It is Coleco.
It was Coleco. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You never played that, though.
Oh, no.
That was long gone.
Well, I didn't play any games growing up.
Coleco.
You know.
You didn't play any?
None. Except at my friend's house.
No Nintendo?
I wish. My cousin had that.
Oh.
We got a Nintendo for Christmas, and my dad gave it back.
Yeah. Why do you give me? I don't. You know what? I don't like this family.
Because my kids don't play games. That's why.
That's what. That was his take on it.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Because you won't do your homework. You'll get caught up. You might get distracted from school. So yeah, we didn't play any games. And so now you catch me now in the bedroom, like locking myself in the closet.
That's all you do.
Wait. So okay, but most of us growing up had friends that parents didn't. They either weren't home. I mean, those were the houses you went to. My mom was always home. And so we could go there and she'd feed us, but there was no way you could do anything because Sandy was always there. So you must have had friends that you could go to that had games, right?
Rarely. Yeah,
what?
Rarely. I'd go to my friends or my cousins' houses, and then the problem with that is just 10 other kids there all waiting in line for their turn. So I'm just like, I wish I had this at home. I get my 5 minutes to play. And of course, I sucked because I never played, so I lose. I'm like, oh, man. You know, the winners get next, and they keep on going.
That's hilarious. Sorry about that, Brad.
It's all good. I'm making good on time now.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can text us. Oh, and don't text and drive, please.
Yeah.
That's subpar.
408 says, what old movie did Vinny watch? It's like Friday or Fridays or something
Fridays.
Like that.
Friday. Yeah, it's Friday.
Ice Cube and Chris Tucker.
415 says, Ice Cube is making a new Friday movie as we speak. Mm-hmm. One of the questions that we were giggling is, Chris Tucker is so funny in that movie. Mm-hmm. And we know him to be hysterical, but he doesn't act much.
It's funny. He took that last Rush Hour paycheck for $25 million, and he's like, peace, I'm out.
He hasn't done anything since, right?
He did a comeback stand-up special probably, I want to say, 4 or 5 years ago, and that was the last thing I saw him do. I know this. You had a day, Friday, and you got shit to do.
You gotta have that ready for Friday. Like, put that in the montage. That's the line right there, right? It's Friday, and we ain't got
boop to do.
It's fun. Chappelle's new special is so good. Says 801. I saw the new Chappelle Netflix stand-up special. Couldn't believe he said he thought Michael Jackson's two accusers were lying and that he defended Louis C.K. Stopped watching after that. Yuck. I used to be a huge fan.
See, this is what I'm saying. The Michael Jackson thing, he was setting up a bit. He was setting up a joke. And the Louis C.K. thing, he did not say he was friends with Louis C.K. What he said was, I used to be friends with Louis C.K. Until he got into a horrible masturbation accident. That's what he said. See what I'm saying? It's just people don't really pay attention to stuff, man.
Oh my God, Marcus. Engine 3 is out on a LOL Southwest 737. There's only two engines. Ha ha ha.
He's making a gag. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Jesus.
All right, we're going
to
break.
People always try to well actually you when you tell a joke. Jeez.
Trying to be funny. We'll do those Disney tickets at the beginning of next hour and more texts after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.